You're listening to SBS News.
Everyone over 70 is now eligible to receive their coronavirus vaccines over the next few months, with a new phase of the national rollout kicking off on Monday. Along with people over the age of 70, Indigenous Australians over 55 and younger adults with a medical condition or disability are also eligible. Workers deemed critical or high risk can also apply to receive jabs. But despite widespread flooding in New South Wales affecting the delivery of the vaccine, the New South Wales government says Sydney clinics are still open for vaccine appointments. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd has told the ABC he's waiting to find out how many practices will be affected this week.
The most important thing, of course, is safety. People should make sure that they're not putting themselves at risk by being on the roads, should be following, of course, all the instructions that are in place.
The initial phase of the rollout will continue for another 6 to 8 weeks until all people in that group have received their second jab. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says residents impacted by the extreme weather conditions will be able to rebook their appointments when it's safe to do so. But she says where it is safe to do so, people should keep their current appointments.
It's really important for us to keep functioning as much as we can during these difficult times. Obviously, whilst many communities are impacted adversely by the extreme weather conditions, those of us who can move around safely to do those very important tasks should continue to do so. Just in terms of the vaccine, I just wanted to update that last week 27,000 people in New South Wales received the vaccine. 8,000 of those were second shots. So in total, New South Wales has issued 65,000 vaccines in 4 weeks, which is a very good effort.
Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy says the first batch of locally produced AstraZeneca vaccines are expected to be ready in a few days and should ease supply problems. But he has asked for people to be patient as authorities confront a difficult task.
This is a huge and complex exercise as we roll out over 4,000 points of presence over the next month. Getting vaccines to all of these points of presence is a complicated and sophisticated logistic task.
And the Federal Health Minister says there have been zero cases of community transmission of COVID-19, marking the 50th day this year when Australia has had zero cases of community transmission. This is in contrast to global figures, which have spiked in recent weeks, with almost 400,000 cases alone recorded globally in the last 24 hours. Mr. Hunt says questions remain about the safety of vaccines, and Mr. Hunt wants to again reassure Australians that the vaccines the country is using are safe.
Globally, of course, you would all know better than us that the public appetite and the media focus has probably been greater on this specific issue of vaccines than anything I can remember on a sustained basis. So our job is to provide the confidence, and we can say these are safe and effective, and we think the best medical regulator in the world has not only made the decision, reaffirmed it, and then affirmed the Australian production, which gives us the vaccine manufacturing capability.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.